All right, folks, welcome back to another episode of Clarity First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you cut through the noise and get laser-focused on what truly matters. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let's be honest, life can feel like a never-ending whirlwind, right? Between emails piling up, social media notifications buzzing, and that voice in our heads constantly replaying yesterday's mistakes or fretting over tomorrow's uncertainties, it's easy to lose sight of the present moment. But here's the thing. The only moment we truly have control over is right now. And guess what? That's where clarity comes from. Focusing on the present moment unlocks a whole new level of focus, purpose, and, dare I say it, happiness. Ever feel like you're just reacting to life instead of living it? You know that feeling when your mind is racing a mile a minute and you can barely catch your breath? That's your brain bouncing between past regrets and future anxieties. Today, we're diving deep into the power of mindfulness and how bringing yourself back to the present moment can transform your life. First things first, why is this even important? Why should we care about being present in the first place? Well, think about it like this. You wouldn't try to build a house on shaky ground, right? Your mind is like the foundation of your life. If it's constantly cluttered with thoughts about what was or what might be, that's shaky ground indeed. By anchoring ourselves in the present moment, we create a solid foundation for peace, clarity, and ultimately success. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of presence. 1. Practice active awareness. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about actively noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Like, seriously, just pay attention. What can you see, hear, smell, taste, or feel right now? It sounds simple, but it's powerful. The more you practice awareness, the better you become at recognizing when your mind starts to wander and gently guiding it back to the present. 2. Embrace the now. Instead of dwelling on past mistakes or worrying about future possibilities, make a conscious effort to appreciate the beauty and simplicity of the present moment. That delicious cup of coffee? The warmth of the sun on your skin? The sound of laughter from a loved one? These are all precious moments worth savoring. 3. Tune out the noise. Our world is constantly bombarding us with distractions, emails, social media, news headlines, you name it. To truly be present, we need to consciously create space for ourselves. This means setting boundaries with technology, silencing notifications, and carving out dedicated time for mindful activities like reading, walking in nature, or simply enjoying a quiet moment of reflection. 4. Find your anchor. Everyone has something that grounds them, a favorite song, a cherished memory, a familiar scent. Identify your personal anchors and use them to bring yourself back to the present when you feel scattered or overwhelmed. It could be anything from taking a few deep breaths to visualizing a peaceful scene or listening to a calming melody. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, mastering mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when your mind wanders, and that's okay. Just gently acknowledge it and guide your attention back to the present moment without judgment. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, buried under a mountain of emails, deadlines looming, and your phone keeps buzzing with notifications. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the racing heartbeat, the urge to just throw your hands up and scream. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a few deep breaths. Focus on the sensation of your feet on the ground, the warmth of your chair against your back, and even the taste of that lukewarm coffee in your mug. You allow yourself a moment to just be. Suddenly, things feel a little less chaotic. Your mind starts to settle, and you find yourself tackling those emails with renewed focus and clarity. That's the power of presence. So, remember, folks, don't let life pass you by in a blur. Commit to bringing your full attention to each moment, savor the little things, and watch as clarity and purpose bloom within you. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your experiences with mindfulness in the comments below. What helps you stay present throughout your day? And don't forget to subscribe for your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep it focused and keep it clear.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.